Hello everybody, my name is Ala Muller and you're listening to the Serial Killers of the Soviet Union podcast. Today we're going to talk about Jumagaliyev Nikolai. He is one of the most unknown serial killers. Well, actually, a little spoiler alert, he's a cannibal. And yeah, he did indeed kill his victims and then he decided to eat them. I don't know how to feel about this, but yeah. Honestly, from my experience of living in the post-Soviet Union countries, we don't really talk about cannibalism or anything like that at all. And to be honest, I did not even know that there were some serial killers or just, you know, people that were cannibals in the Soviet Union. To me, that was really weird. And while I was reading it, I was just like, what are they even talking about? It was just kept in a really big secret so that nobody could know about it. So I went to my grandpa and to my grandma and asked them, hey, have you ever heard of this guy? And they're like, no, never. So I guess we're talking about something really interesting here. So let's just dive right in, I guess. A lot of people call him the descendant of Genghis Khan from Uzunagach. If I'm saying it correctly, that's a city in Kazakhstan, or like a town in Kazakhstan. And honestly, I don't even know why. It's just that what people call him. And there are a bunch of names that they use for him, but we'll just hear all of them when I start. I'll just shut up and start this whole thing. Okay, let's start. So, the Kazakh village of Uzunagach could hardly be called any special, if not for him, but it was here 67 years ago that one of the most dangerous maniac cannibals of the entire Soviet Union, Nikolai Aspalovich Jumagaliyev, was born. His father was Kazakh, his mother was a native of Belarus. The family, which raised four children, lived modestly, but Kolya's childhood cannot be called difficult. Kolya is short for Nikolai. The boy grew up kind of gray and completely unremarkable. At school, he was a strong C grade and no dark deeds for him were found. However, Kolya himself, deep down, did not agree with such an alignment. In his family, they cherished the legend that the Jumagaliyev family traces its roots to the legendary Genghis Khan, and the boy really wanted to believe that it was true. Kolya's unusual appearance contributed to his success with the opposite sex. After graduating in parallel from evening school and the railway school in Alma-Ata, Kolya went into the army. By that time, he himself had lost count of his friends. However, the popularity with girls influenced him in an unexpected way. Jumagaliyev began to consider them all evil and misfortune. The reason is the bouquet in quotes of sexually transmitted diseases received from very dubious friends. After the army, Nikolai returned to his native village, but he soon decided that life... But he soon decided that life needed to be changed. He tried to master the profession of chauffeur, but failed. An attempt to enter the university ended in failure. The crisis that covered the descendant of Genghis Khan prompted the guy to go on a journey across the vast Soviet Union. The geography of his wanderings is impressive. Jumagaliyev left his mark from Arkhangelsk to Chukotka. It was then that he finally hated women who, in his opinion, were overly proud and licentious. In 1977, Nikolai returned to his small homeland. He began to work as a firefighter and slowly approached the point of no return. And in January 1979, he, in quotes, matured. Jumagaliyev was a good hunter who liked the process of tracking down and killing prey. He perceived the woman he accidentally ran into on the Uzunagach Maybulak highway as a prey, in quotes. She was alone, there was no one around, an easier sacrifice could not be imagined. And Kolya broke. He cut her throat, drank hot blood, and then began to butcher the body. When finished, the hunter, in quotes, put the meat in a backpack and went home. The reserves were enough for about a month. The woman's body was found at the end of January, but despite the painstaking work, the policemen did not manage to find the criminal. The case has moved into the category of hanging, in the quotes. And Nikolai, of course, did not even think to stop. In April, he committed murder again. Three more women in June. All crimes were committed as a carbon copy. He attacked, raped, cut the throat, and drank blood, and then proceeded to butcher the bodies. He buried the remains either in his garden or in the nearest vacant lots. And at the end of August, all of the same year, Nikolai was arrested for murder. No, not five women, but her colleague. The men drank, ate, and Jumagaliyev accidentally shot him. The guards had no idea that they had in their hands a man-eating maniac. Nikolai was sent for examination to Siersky Institute. The diagnosis of schizophrenia allowed the descendant of Genghis Khan to avoid serious punishment. Cannibal was assigned to a specialized clinic for 4 years, from which he, however, soon left. Doctors ascertained his recovery. They just jumped to conclusions. Nicholas, once free, continued his bloody feast. In November 1980, he met a woman, brought her home, and sent her to the next world, according to the word.com scam. In December, Nikolai killed two more girls. The ninth victim was the last year. Only in 2014 it was possible to prove that he had 10 murders on his account. On December 18th, Jumagaliyev gathered a large group of friends and girlfriends at his home. After several bottles of alcohol, Nikolai with one woman moved to a separate room, further the usual scenario, but he forgot that he was not alone at home. In the midst of bloody process, drinking companions entered the room. From fight, they instantly sobered up and fled, and Nikolai continued to butcher the body. Some policemen appeared in the house. They saw a naked man with an axe in his hand, and next to them was a dismembered corpse. But it was not possible to catch him. What he saw shocked the guards, which the criminal took advantage of. Naked, with an axe, he managed to escape. The criminologist who arrived conducted a search and found a barrel filled to the brim with human flesh. Nikolai was caught the next day. During interrogations, he said that he killed not only for the sake of meat. The cannibalistic maniac read in the book Black Mist that through a cut throat, you can see how the soul leaves the body. So he wanted to look, but he never saw. The second reason is that the man believed that if you drink blood, you can see the future. He read it all in the same book. Of course, he was again recognized as mentally ill, and Jumagaliyev went not to the colony, but to the clinic. The cannibal of the USSR in his tracks. For 8 years, Nikolai was in treatment, and in 1989, he was released. No, he was not released having been declared healthy. He just ran away. The cannibal was put on the all-union wanted list, but it was not possible to catch him in hot pursuit. For 2 whole years, Jumagaliyev wandered across the territory of the USSR. According to one version, during his wanderings, he traded in murder and cannibalism. There is no evidence for this statement. On the loose, Nikolai came up with a cunning plan to cover up his tracks. With the help of a certain acquaintance, he managed to put the police on the wrong track. A secret assistant sent a letter from the capital to Bishkek. In that message, written by a supposedly cannibal, it was said that he decided to settle in Moscow. They say there are many women who will notice their disappearance. Jumagaliyev was not mistaken. The investigation intercepted the letter and believed, because they were sure that they were dealing with a schizophrenic. Somehow, the information was leaked to the press. After numerous appeals from residents of the capital, frightened by the appearance of the cannibal, the police had to refute the news. But in the end, Nikolai got caught, and he did it on purpose. Tired of protracted hide and seek, the cannibal decided to go to prison for a petty crime to rest. He stole some sheep from the Fergana Valley and was caught. But the maniac's plan failed. He was recognized and returned to the clinic. It was only after some time that he was released, since the doctors recognized him as harmless to society. But Nikolai did not stay free and soon found himself in a psychiatric hospital again, and so several times. He is still in specialized clinic, Aktas Village in Kazakhstan. So, it's kind of weird. I mean, he did kill a lot of people, but there is not a lot of known about it. To be honest, I did look in the internet for it. I did try to find more information because the way I find all of this maniacs, I just kind of Google, you know, Soviet Union serial killers, and there is a page in Wikipedia, and there's about like 30 people in there. So I just choose the one that I think sounds most interesting, and then I look for information. And there wasn't a lot of information on him here, especially about his victims. So yeah, something like that. I don't know. It is kind of weird. He was just mentally sick, and that is just sad. Like, it was not probably intentionally, but I'm not trying to say anything here. So yep, that was it. That was our episode about Jumagaliyev Nikolai, and I hope you liked it. Please be nice people, don't eat other people. That's not nice. And I hope y'all will have a great evening, morning, night, whatever it is right now. Love y'all. Bye.